The reason why I watched Negavas, really, there are four reasons really brought down in the Rishayim, the Achrayim, all of them are Lacha L'maisa, the four main reasons brought down. The Rosh says the reason why we watch is because when a person's sleeping, it's normal for a person to touch, while he's sitting, touch becomes b'chosim, and his hands have become tamei. Therefore, before he davens, you have to wash your hands before you daven because you touch mekomis, which are mekoyim in the tila. The Rashi says the reason why he washed is because of your Briya Chadasha. The person wakes up in the morning, Akash Prabhu gave him back his neshama, and you can't eat a Briya Chadasha. Being that you're Briya Chadasha, so you have to wash your hands, can't eat a Kohen Gadol, and you have to wash your hands. The two other reasons brought down based on Tumah. The Zohar brings down that when a person sleeps at night, so his Ruch Tumah comes on your hands when you're sleeping. And there's a fourth reason based on Tumah, not because you're sleeping, just at Alis HaShachar, in the morning, at least the shachar, the ruach tumah comes in your hands, therefore you have to wash your hands. Fine, so the first shavuot negay is in terms of where should one wash negavaser. Are you supposed to wash negavaser by your bed or not? So I would imagine most of us growing up, I think we were not brought up with washing negavaser by our beds. Maybe we got the yeshiva, we saw there was some brachim who did do it, some brachim didn't do it. So I'm going to go through the sugya and go through the sugya. So my first one, the words of the Zayah, that whoever is Masha Ruach Tumah himself is Vei Vei Chomer. And the Zohar says that if you go four Amis without Tisei Daim, you're Chayiv Misa. The Bach asks in the Beis Yosef that if the Zohar says it's so Chomer, why doesn't the Beis Yosef bring down the Zohar La'alacha, not brought down in Nisa Kalim? Why isn't it brought down the fact that somebody goes down Amis without Tisei Daim, that's Chayiv Misa, why doesn't the Beis Yosef bring it down? So Bach says that being in those days is very hard to get water, it wasn't so easy to get water, and it's hard for people to do it. It says, Mutav, Shiyu Shagigin, Vayu Mezid. That's Be'etzem, you are Chayiv Misa, and Be'etzem, you are supposed to do it by your bed. Just the Beis Yosef didn't write it because he knew chances are it's a losing battle. Being that it's a losing battle, there's a klal, you know, if you're not going to accomplish anything, keep your mouth shut. Mutav, Shiyu Shagigin, Vayu Mezidim, and that's the reason why the Beis Yosef didn't write it. There are some who say that where the Zohar comes from, we don't really know where the Zohar comes from. You know, it's brought down some sefer, b'shem the Zohar. A lot of some of them said that there is no such Zohar, we didn't find such a Zohar. But the Ma'aseh, the Briki Yosef, and some of the Alephs, the Kapan Aleph writes that he found the Zohar. In his Nusach of the Zohar, it does say it, and he says the Ma'aseh, it is brought down the Zohar, that somebody goes down Amos, and on Tisa Daim, he's the Misa. So the Rav wants a Taina that maybe that there is that there's a klal that kol ha-bayis gedal Amos Tomi. Somewhere in Brachis, it's again at the Zavelis, that we say that a whole house, a whole room, is considered Dal Amis. So the Chumrah is not to go Dal Amis without washing your hands. So being that we say that Kol HaBayis is considered Dal Amis, so therefore, it's considered that it's not a problem. As long as you're in the same house, room, we'll get there in a second, then it's not going to be a problem of going Dal Amis. So like Rabbi says, the Lamaisa is a Toyas. Because he says that, number one, whether Kishtelsu, the Havana, Kolabayis, Kedalam, some over here, he says, not so much it. And also, when the Gemara says Kolabayis, it's from the olden days, you only had one room in your house. They didn't have, you know, and nowadays you're complaining one like three bedroom apartments. The olden days, there was basically one room in the house. And the din of Kolabayis, Kedalam, is done, it just means if you have, it means one room. But once you're going out of a room, there is no heta of Kolabayis, Kedalam, is done. So that's for the Marshal. If somebody has in his master bedroom, you have a sink there to wash your hands, so then you would have the heter of Kalabayis Kedal Amistami. But once you're going out of the room, you're going to a different room, you're going to the bathroom, or you're going to the next room, or somewhere else, you do not have the heter of Kalabayis Kedal Amistami. So the third thing he wants to say is, the Rabbi says, that could be just like we find Kapi Zugus and many other Ruach Raz, we find that the Ruach Rav is Manazah, is not so shalit anymore. The Rav wants to say, just like by Zugas, we're not making two eggs, we're not making Zugas anymore, because Ruach Rav got weakened, and that's in the Gevis Manazah. So the Kenzan Kapi, this halacha also, of going Dal Amdus, the problem of it is that it's Ruach Rav. And being the Ruach Ra is weakened, this man is said, Ken Zayin, that that's the heter to go more than Dal Amis, because could be there is no Ruach Ra, or it's weakened, this man is therefore that's the heter. If first Zoy is the Maisa, the Yerushalayim, the Maisa should be Machmeh. There is, there's some Zaman said over that there's a Kabbalah, Ish mi pi Ish, going back to the Vilna Goyim, that on Shavuos, when the Geret Tzedek got burnt, so a fire came out from wherever it was, and that burned the Ruach HaTumah of Negevasa. And therefore, they're saying, B'Shem B'Goyim, and therefore the Ruach HaTumah B'Zman HaZeh is not as chomer, and could be that's the limus chus, why people aren't as makbid, because it could be when the Geret Tzedek was nifter, they got burnt. Huh? When the Geret Tzedek was nifter, they got burnt, therefore it's not as chomer B'Zman HaZeh. Halachah L'maaseh, the Meishah Mishpura does bring it down, and even though Rabbi says Yerush Ma'ase Machaber, the Meishah, it is recommended that one should wash Negev Asa by his bed, Tzurva Ben Torah, and it is recommended that one should wash Negev Asa by his bed. The fact that the Lashon of the Zohar is that one goes to Amos is Chayim Misa.
You can wake up your wife.
Oh, so let's get the next one. So Shabbat comes up like this. So you wash Negev Asa in your room, so the Brachim want to know if you wash Negev Asa, if it wakes up another roommate, should you wash Negev Asa? If you're going to wake up your wife, should you wash Negev Asa? The Shaila is, should you do it or not? So this really gets into the topic of Gezel Shina. What's the whole makar of Gezel Shina? What is Gezel Shina? What are the parameters of it? Let's give a mashal. I'll start with a story, actually. Moshe Aaron Stern used to daven every week by the Biskarov. So one week, he took his son, Rabbi Chalmochel, from Aziz Torah, and kind of Gadol. He took him to daven, he was 5 years old, and he fell asleep during davening. So when davening was over, so Moshe Aaron Stern was going to go wake him up, because he's finally going back home. So the Biskarov said, what are you doing? So he said, I don't carry. I'm not going to have to carry an Eruv, so if I want to wake him up, so he can walk home. So the Biskarov said, well, if you're Machmer on the Eruv, you're going to wake him up? And what's that to wake him up? He said, leave him here, and I'll take care of him. You should go home, leave him here, and I'll take care of him. So after, what's the gather of Gezel Shina? How bad do you have to worry about? Somebody falls asleep, you have to, how bad are you to worry about? Let's go, we'll give extreme case. For example, unfortunately, a lot of strange people walking around in these neighborhoods lately, a lot of strange people are walking around, doing strange things, saying, if I have to, you have to keep your kids off the street. The days of Yerushalayim that the 7-year-old walking the 5-year-old crossing the street, that was safe. Unfortunately, nowadays, that's not the Mitzvah out there. So let's see. What?
For Yerushalayim, it's still
like that. They're finding out. It's getting around the street, and people are finding out. Al-Kapanim. So let's say a lot of these people, they do like strange things every once in a while. So let's say one of these chavra, they decide to lie down on the street and they go to sleep. Sit down, and they go to sleep. Car pulls up, and he wants to go. So starts blocking traffic. So is the ending of Gezel Shina if you're waking him up? Can you wake him up or not? It's Gezel Shina, what do you mean? You're sleeping over here. So you have to know, what's the makar of Gezel Shina? So Rav Chaim Kanevsky, in Derech Sicha, and also another son of Rav Chaim Kanevsky, he said that Gezel Shina is a terminology of the Bali Musar, and it's definitely not Gezel, you're not stealing anything, you're not stealing a sleep, it's definitely not any, it's not in the Gidrei Gezela. He says, well, maybe it is the Gedra Haftarech Kamoichel. There's a Klara, Haftarech Kamoichel, there's a Klara of the Torah, where you don't mind the son of the Chavrach, you shouldn't do it to yourself, you shouldn't do it to somebody else. And the Indian of Gezel Shina is Haftarech Kamoichel, just like if you were sleeping, you wouldn't want somebody to wake you up. So too, if somebody else is sleeping, they'll wake him up. Others say Kanzayin could go into the Gedra of Enos Devarim, just like you can't bother somebody with words, you also can't bother somebody in another way, find him. So if somebody's sleeping and wake him up, it could be it goes to the Pasha of Enos Devarim. So Shah says, how vayik are you going to take? So if the Gedra is after Yerich HaMoicha,
Biskarov wasn't about Musa.
What did you say?
Biskarov wasn't from the Baal Musa.
Biskarov was from what?
No, he wasn't from the... He was a halacha mention.
Yes!
He still be had a makar of halacha.
Yeah, when you say, well, I'm going to do terminology, I'm going to...
Haftarech
Kamoicha is halacha. No, Haftarech Kamoicha is halacha. No, what? Is that the Gidei Gzeva? Now, once it's a Haftarech Kamoicha, so you have to work in Gidrei... Once it's a Klam Haftarech Kamoicha, so you have to work in what's interpersonal relations. You have to go, what's normal, what's right. In Bachman Gira's Lamashal, they always have these fights, right? One Bachman wants to go sleep early, one Bachman wants to go sleep late. One wants to go for the seeking. Basically, the cloud of all these things is that if what you're doing is normal, it's not considered Gezel Shina. If it's the right time to go to sleep and somebody's keeping you up, then he's having Gezel Shina. If the guy just parks down middle of the street and wants to go to sleep, but you're waking him up, it's not considered Gezel Shina. You said of Gezel Shina is Vatayat Kamoicha. And the Vatayat Kamoicha is if we have two people, and don't stare me, but if what the person's doing is not Peseder, they're not right to sleep now, or it's not normal to sleep now, over there is no Indian of Gezel Shina. So for much, for example, people want to know, let's say, Thursday night, they want to make a kumsis in their house, and it's sitting very late at night. So the question is, are they allowed to do it? Are they allowed to do it or not? Unfortunately, last night, actually, there was a Shalom Zacher in Machal, and they're making a lot of noise, and one of the Chalim called the police to shut down the Shalom Zacher last night, unfortunately. So Shaila is, what's the gather exactly? So the Yisod HaDavar is that if what you're doing is, if it's the right harm, it's normal what you're doing, it's not going to be considered gather Shaina. If someone wants to go to sleep and doesn't right to go to sleep, it's not considered gather Shaina. If the person has the right to go to sleep now, and you're going to be stirring him, so then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. So therefore, if you want to know, can you have a party late at night? Since it's normal people to go to sleep then, it's normal time to go to sleep, so then it'll be awesome. If you're making a party at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and somebody decides your next door neighbor wants to go to sleep, so it will not be considered gather Shaina. Maybe I'll be Muslim, it'll be a Milo, but the Yisod of it is, if what you're doing is normal, there is no Indian of after a Milo. Now, so there are two approaches to Megavasa Shaina. Some say like this. Let's say it's my Krishna. And if you say your alarm clock, your roommate's going to wake up. Can you say your alarm clock in? Can you say your alarm clock or not?
Still me, yeah.
So it's possible that you could. That's not, the whole point is I have to get come like, if this is what I have to do now, I have to get up for tefillah, I have to get up for davening. The Baruch Hu is about davening yeshiva. One Baruch wants davening yeshiva, the other doesn't want to davening yeshiva. So this Baruch Hu, who wants davening yeshiva, is it right to get up? So being that you're supposed to be davening yeshiva, so it's possible that the Baruch Hu wants davening yeshiva, has the right. Last night I said there's not one Bachur with Davin Yeshiva. Last night I said that, but I can find him. But being that he's supposed to be Davin Yeshiva, so the matter is, what you're doing is the right thing. There is no ending of Hatir, Kamoicha, and.
Helps yourself or helps him? Let's say he Davin already.
What do you say? I have right to get up. I have right to go Davin now. I have right to go Davin.
You have a right to get up? What's he Davin?
He didn't Davin already. Zicha already.
Then Zicha. Even if he did Davin, even if he did Davin already, Lemaisa, it's on me. Look, we're. Let's say in Bachman, right? It's a shukfis, right? The shukfis is based on the fact what's normal. If you're the same thing is so, therefore, if what you're doing, if now is what you're supposed to be doing, you're supposed to be getting up, therefore there is no inner gazah shukfis. So there are those who have the approach, they want to say that, therefore, being that you're supposed to watch Negavasa Bayit Beh, like we said before, your wife's going to wake up. Okay, it's not gazah shukfis. That's not considered gazah shukfis, because this is what you're supposed to be doing. And even though she's waking up, after Pekin, you should do it anyhow. The Manchester Rebbe of Sagal, Meister, he was always machmer to do Negavasar out of the room because of this. He didn't wake up his wife. And Meister, so Gabrikas, but he said that Meister, being that there are sort of a term, like we said before, that if he said if it's going to be a matzah, if it's going to wake up your wife, then Meister is better not to do it by your bed, you should do it outside. Meister Thomas, it's a toiva, this is why I do personally by myself. The reason why somebody wake up is when you pour the water, like the big gush of water, basically, that makes a lot of noise. If you just wash a little bit, so then it doesn't make so much noise. Now, the Iker Ruach Ra, you see from Nefes Tishba, Nefes and Kippur, the place can say the Iker Ruach Ra is till the knuckles. It's not the whole hand. So, if you just wash until the knuckles, it's much less water, it doesn't make so much noise. So, that you can do by your bed, and it probably won't wake your wife up. Try one day, see what happens. It probably won't wake your wife up, and then afterwards, you go to the bathroom, and you can finish washing the neglass over there.
Six times.
If you do it, very slowly, it makes so much noise. The problem is, if you do have to do a lot of water, that makes a lot of noise. I do it all the time. So. I mean, everyone's life sleeps differently, but like upon him, it might be a diet to invest in a noisemaker also. but like upon him, that's what comes out in terms of negeia. Fine. So negeia touching food before negevasa. Before negevasa, not touch food. Now that touch your mouth, your eyes, your nose, any place that, which has holes, you're not supposed to touch before you wash Negavasa. So by you, it's not so hard, but where the shaila comes up is, if you ever go to the dentist, and your dentist is not so firm, so when they're putting your hands into your mouth,
you wear gloves, hopefully.
They wear gloves.
That's in America, but here it's very...
Can you shoot yourself? Can you go like this, or it's...
No, it doesn't look really help that. Okay. Glove, the same thing. Glove, the same thing. Glove, the same thing. Glove, the same thing. It also comes up in a gaya, we said before, you're not supposed to touch food before you wash Negavasa.
The workers are touching
the food. The problem is, the fruit in the fruit store, an Angel's Bakery...
The food in any store.
The food in any store. That's officially the policy. You have to wash Negavasa. But the food from most stores, the mice of the people touching the food, who didn't wash Negavasa. So mice, there are those.
It's not a problem, right?
Right, we'll get that in a second. There are those, the mice, who all the fruit, they wash off 3 times. And Mishpura writes that, let's say you touch food before you wash Negavasa. So mice, there is a slav that says that it's nitamei the food, and it's nitamei the milk, just like Mechal Sassur is nitamei the lev. Shlal says, same thing over here, if you touch food before Negevaser, it's nitamei the food, and it has a tintum lev. Shem Shvura writes, if someone touches food before Negevaser, so what you should do is, you should do Negevaser to the food. If you do Negevaser to the food, that washes off the Ruach Ruach.
It's for cookies.
No, so it's like the Mr. Ruach. If it's something which you can't do, if it's a cookie or a bread, because if you wash it off, it will ruin it. It's like the Mr. Ruach, but the avid were makel. In other words, if you wash it off, the chil, you should wash it off. If you can't wash it off, it's going to ruin the food. So then over there, but the avid, the nice, we are makel.
Negelbusters for women also.
But, yeah, for sure. Same. Yeah, it's equally to man and woman.
At what age?
We'll get there in a second. So if you touch the food before Negevaser, you should do Negevaser to the food. If it's the Yavshir, you can make it. So the Maisa, the Ikka thing with Samachan, the Negev of the dentist, the Negev of the bakeries, and things like that, is that we're Samachan that probably we hope most people wash their hands 3 times before they started working. Mm-hmm. We hope when they come to the bathroom they wash their hands. Most bakeries have official rule, right, when you before you start baking, you have to wash your hands. Especially if they use soap, so you wash your hands with soap, so you know, you put your hands in, you put some soap, and you're going in and out of the water. So every time you're going in and out of the water, it's considered one time. You go one.
But it's not your ruach, it's not your own ruach, it's not your own co-op doing it. But if it's running water, then it's not good.
No, so it's not for the ruach ra.
Water is not good.
Right, that's for the din of the rajwa, but the ruach ra, it'll be okay. That's what Yasha said. Then you gave the dentist, you don't have to be so worried about it. You don't have to, before you go to the dentist, it's not one of the criterias on your dentist list. To make sure you watch the Negevaser, because chances are he probably stuck his hands 3 times into water. He went like that, 3 times into water in the court before he touched you, and therefore it's going to be okay. Same thing when it comes to the food. That's also with Samachan, that the reason why we're not so machmet to wash all the food 3 times is because with Samachan, that probably the people who touch it, they probably washed their hands 3 times before, or their hands went in and out 3 times before, and therefore it's not considered a problem.
Is there a difference if it's like an orange and you peel away the...
Yeah, if you peel, it's okay. Saying you feel it's definitely okay. Yeah, once you take out the out of it, it doesn't go with you. Fine. Negei chinuch, what's the age of Negevaser? So they're really the three shlavim. The Graz brings down that if you start doing it from the day of the Mila, for the Shomerlei, put down the stables very machmer from little kids to right away, inside chinuch, to get rid of the ruach right away, and they start watching Negevaser, see the kids by Bris Mila, or girls right away, they start watching Negevaser right away.
To get ruach from somebody else?
If they touch you,
if you don't do for your kids, then you're
automatically
going to get from your kids.
So let's get there. This is the Kodesh Shomer Lei. The grass is Lashon Kodesh Shomer. Now, the Gemara brings down that we don't see that bad sign when kids are touching food is Mipam Ruach Ruach. We said Chinuch is 5, 6, 7, whatever. We said Gidrei Chinuch of all mitzvahs is like 6, 7, whatever it is in that age. So mitzad the chiyah mitzad chinuch, that's going to be 6, 7, and it's not going to be beforehand. The shaila is, do we have to worry about the ruach ra? Now, as Enoch Ram, there's no chiyah of chinuch to wash him until he's able to wash by himself properly. That's going to be until he's a little bit older. The question is, are we worried about the ruach ra of the kids, and if we have to start early? So saying like, the grad says, if you start from when he's young, kodesh yom ralei. So people are going down the mice, we don't see people are being nizer in their kids. He said, he doesn't know why. Sarachi and why people aren't being nizer washing the kids, the mice, they are touching the food, and the chiyah should be nizer. Mishavur brings down Pim God. Mishavur writes that from the time the kids are touching food already, Mishavur brings down the Maisa that is Kedai, that they should be watching Negevaser because they're touching food. There is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, which a lot of people are Samach on. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, this comes up in a lot of other things also, the Rav says, what's the Yisrael of Ruch Tumah? Ruch Tumah is that when you have somebody who's a Klei Kodesh, so the Ruch Tumah comes on it and fights Klei Kodesh and goes on to it. So like the grass, the Iker Kedusha, Nefesh of Yisrael, comes when he's bar mitzvah. Until a kid's bar mitzvah, he doesn't have the Iker Kedusha. Being he doesn't have the Iker Kedusha, so like the grass, until a child is bar mitzvah, there is no Ruach Ra. So therefore the grass said, that's what the Elim HaSamachan, not to wash kids from young age, because there is no Ruach Ra until they're bar mitzvah, because that's when they get the Kedusha. And therefore, that's why they don't wash until they're older. Eshav Ram B'Chasha also says it, that till the bar mitzvah, there is no ruach ra, till the bar mitzvah. And this grads main again, another sugya, I'll say it very quickly, the lachas of, if you put something under a bed, you put food under a bed, so the halacha is not supposed to put food under a bed because the ruach ra goes onto the food. So a very common shayla is, can you put, when your wife's coming home shopping, can she put the groceries under the stroller? What's the shayla? The shayla is, being that the kid sleeps in the stroller, or maybe we sleep when you're going home, or he normally sleeps there, is there a problem that it's the city of putting taxamita and you can't put the stuff under the stroller? So in Mechazisak and Tshuva, he writes that being that you have, it's not so pushed by kids, b'chalal that there's ruach rav. The grass says that there's no ruach rav by kanim. Plus, there's another tzirif over there, the other tzirif from Kapit Sigil Takasamita, that could be, the place can say, has to be dafka, a bed. A stroller doesn't have a shame meat on it. A stroller is a stroller. It's Nishkan bed. So again, maybe else when you're flying an airplane, right? Is there anything wrong putting your food underneath where you're sitting?
It's wrapped up.
It doesn't do anything. I feel the chumim doesn't do anything. So
short sleep also.
What?
The short sleep also here for this make them tell.
That's not klar, but passes it also down. But it can no. So chumim tzitzelias is when you're flying on a plane, being that also that it doesn't have meat on it. It's considered a cheer. Right. The guy's like I say, you buy a soda and then you put it underneath your chair and the soda didn't work and you fell asleep. So it's not going to be considered a problem, being that it's not considered a mita, so therefore it's not going to be a problem. So the place can say, when it comes to a stroller, being that we also have all these serufim, it's not a bed, plus you have a shelf of a rav, which says that there's no rav around katanim, so therefore even the chachila, you can put the packages underneath the stroller. So comes the halacha l'maisa, it's a bit chumra right when they're born. The shmur brings down, it's kedai to be machmer when they're touching food, and if it's very, very hard, or if the kids resent it, saying, I'm just a fan of the kids, it's not like such kochinach, because they're resenting it, so then you have the grass to be samuchan until they get much older, you have to be samuchan, not to wash until they get to older age.
Does the negelbasser have to be covered overnight?
You don't have to machmer that. Saying, if you're going to get a gila, the Ramas said, the Habis is a kutazayin, that nowadays snakes aren't matzei.
You're not drinking it either.
Well, no. The Medina the Gemara of Israel, the Flam, it says Rechitza. Even Rechitza. That's what those who are Machmer and Bnei Brak saying when they're Machmer, they have problems with the mikvah, they have to cover the mikvah at night, and you know, the chulu, the chulu. Well, the nice of the mikvah then we're not fished for snakes, and therefore they just miss it. So we're saying one story that is nice with the Briskarav, that Raman Beloi came to the Briskarav that complained about the Raman Beloi's Bekanai, the Briskarav's Bekanai, came to the Briskarav, they complained about a certain moisid that the chinuch is not good chinuch. And the Briskarav should close down this maysa that they're not doing good chinuch for the kids. So the Briskarav asked him, do the kids wash negelbasser? They teach them that at least? So Ram Blay said, yeah, vada. So he smiled and said, if they're just doing that, it's kedai to keep the maysa open. Just for a while.